This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon and University of Missouri President Tim Wolf were joined utility executives and business leaders at an event designed to boost support for building small modular nuclear reactors in the state. The event is today on the Columbia campus and is billed as an economic development summit while officials await word on a U.S. Department of Energy grant application. Westinghouse Electric Company and Ameren Missouri are competing for a share of the $452 million the Energy Department has set aside for the new technology. Ameren wants to build and operate up to five smaller reactors in Missouri. The St. Louis-based company operates the state's only nuclear power plant in Callaway County. The federal department plans to announce its grant recipients by September. Columbia came together to remember a fallen soldier. A radical protest group had said it would be in the town the day of the funeral, but it was overshadowed. As Columbia Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba tells us, the event was much more than a response to a protest.
Thousands of people in red shirts gathered in downtown Columbia on Saturday to form a human wall around the family and funeral of 21-year-old Army Specialist Sterling Wyatt, who was killed while serving in Afghanistan earlier this month. The group surrounded First Baptist Church, covered the lawn, spilled onto the streets, and stretched several blocks down Broadway. Many people in the crowd didn't even know Wyatt, but they came to support the family.
God bless the USA.
Sean Christopher Webb didn't know Wyatt, but there's a connection. Webb is 21, and he'll be in the Army soon. He leaves for boot camp in September. He stood outside the church with his arm around his mom.
I believe this nation was built on e pluribus unum. You know, out of many, there's one. And I think somebody who's willing to die for this country deserves respect at his burial.
Just before the funeral started, the crowd outside the church fell silent. The roar of motorcycles started the procession, followed by more silence as the hearse passed by. But the afternoon ended with applause. For Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA, I'm Kelly Catraba.
The city of Columbia has been highlighted as a, quote, city to watch by a nonprofit group based in several northwestern states. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
The report released last week by the nonprofit group Climate Solutions highlights small and mid-sized communities finding creative solutions in clean energy. Nine communities, including Eugene, Oregon and Oberlin, Ohio, are profiled at length in the report. Columbia is not one of those. Instead, Columbia is one of 12 cities considered a city to watch for energy efficiency initiatives such as the Downtown District's City Green Program and Columbia Water and Light's Home Energy Program. Columbia Water and Light's Connie Kaprowitz says the city is working to address both alternative renewable energy sources and efficiency in its energy use.
Columbia has a very aggressive approach to energy efficiency as well as renewable energy. And so I think when you're looking at our energy future, you have to take both of those things into account. You don't want to waste the energy that you are producing. You want to get the most out of it, and plus be looking at alternate resources.
The report, titled Powering the New Energy Future from the Ground Up, found that many of the innovations were funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, but others, such as initiatives in Boulder, Colorado, and Jackson, Wyoming, were funded without any grant money. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
President Barack Obama has nominated a Missouri native to serve as the next chief of the National Guard Bureau. Army Lieutenant General Frank Grass currently serves as Deputy Commander of the U.S. Northern Command. He began his career by enlisting in the Missouri Army National Guard in 1969 at Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis. As head of the National Guard Bureau, Grass will be the senior uniformed officer responsible for all policies and programs affecting the Army and Air National Guard. His appointment still needs to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Governor Jay Nixon has called on the Missouri Soil and Water District's commission to allow livestock farmers to let their herds graze temporarily in so-called exclusion areas. Marshall Griffin has more on the request for flash grazing.
Flash grazing involves letting large numbers of livestock briefly graze in pastures as a means of helping farmers battling drought conditions. And exclusion areas are lands where livestock are normally prohibited. The move is in response to the ongoing drought and extreme heat that's plagued the Show Me State for the past several weeks. The governor's office says around 140,000 acres could be used for flash grazing. The entire state has been declared a federal disaster area by the USDA, which is making emergency loans available to farmers and livestock owners. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
MU hosted a week-long science summer camp for Central Missouri middle schoolers last week. KBIA's John Ingram has more.
The camp, called Biophysics and Your Body, aimed to teach students how the study of physics relates to the biological functioning of the body. Assistant Professor of Physics Gavin King collaborated with faculty from the physics, education, and biochemistry departments to create a curriculum for the camp. King says the goal was to create a curriculum that teachers across the state can use.
We developed these five lesson plans, essentially, and we developed them as interdisciplinary supplements that teachers in middle school throughout the state of Missouri hopefully can inject in their classroom.
The five lesson plans included the study of ears, eyes, muscles, energy, and metabolism. Program Director Morgan Presley says she's pleased at how well the students have responded to the curriculum.
Working with the middle school students has been a pleasant surprise. They bring in a lot of knowledge, and they surprise you with how intelligent they are, but they're also still excited about learning.
Though this is the first year the university has put on the camp, King says he considers it a success and plans on hosting it again next summer. John Ingram, KBIA News.
Civil War buffs are preparing to dedicate a memorial to mark the 150th anniversary of a Central Missouri battle that helped weaken Southern recruiting efforts in the state. The Columbia Daily Tribune reported that a Union force of about 700 men clashed with fewer than half as many Confederate guerrillas on July 28, 1862, in the Battle of Moore's Mill. On Saturday, the Kingdom of Callaway Civil War Heritage Organization will dedicate two panels on the eastern end of the battlefield. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.